This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
So it doesn't matter that the floozy slut's lawyer says she doesn't have to corroborate her story. It doesn't matter the eyewitnesses say it didn't happen. It doesn't matter. She said so. Believe her. She's a Democrat. It doesn't even matter that her lawyer, on record, funds the Democrat Party, funds abortion movements. It doesn't matter that the floozy slut, gutter rat, Kavanaugh accuser, goes to anti-Trump marches, wears the pee hat, you know, is politically active for Hillary Clinton. I believe she even funded Democrats. None of that matters. She gets to make up a claim from 35 years ago, and that again, I'm gonna say this one more time, and then I'm gonna get to the Project Veritas video. Just think about that. A gutter rat sleuthy can make up a claim from 35 years ago, and then the Democrat Party is going to use that to stop this country. The Democrat Party is going to use a fake claim from a gutter rat slut that they know is fake to stop this republic from getting a Supreme Court justice in. You think about that, and you tell me how desperate these people really are, and you tell me there is no length that they would not go to. But you know what? Let's just forget that. Project Veritas comes out with the third video this week where they have actual people in the government, Democrat operatives in the DOJ and other bureaucracies, saying they're doing everything to stop Trump. They can't be fired. They're breaking the law. Here is the latest video from Project Veritas. The deep state unmasked. Will you spread this video? Will anybody care? Will Trump act? Will the Republicans act? Will people in media act? Or are we just going to let these people run our lives?
Right, so I work for the Government Accountability Office. Everyone in my office who's close to me now not only knows that I'm socialist, but that I'm not a fan. And I kind of...
You know they don't know.
Democrat Socialist Party of America is infiltrated our government.
You have to be strategic with that thing.
Nothing to see here. Nothing to see here, just unelected bureaucracy saying they're going to take our country down.
Yeah.
I have informed them. I filed all the paperwork I needed to file. I was purposely a little bit vague about what kind of organization it is. I'm like, it's a community organization.
So he broke the law. Here he is admitting he broke the law. Admitting he's a communist. Nothing to see here.
So when you're at work, can you do GSA stuff too? Like when you're actually in the office?
Ken is a weird question, right? I would get fired if they knew that I was, and I do.
Well, now they know. So I hope you get fired.
Is stuff I'm not supposed to be doing for work. So, like it's exclusively related. So, like, if they find out, I can get fired.
So, like, is there a specific law that says, like, that you would be violating if, like, that you're a
policy? I don't think it would be a federal statute.
Okay. Well, that's good.
It would be viable, because all the legal activities are
Yeah.
Like, I have a friend who works as a contractor for DOD, and he has a TS clearance. He's there.
So top security clearances, socialist infiltrating. And they admit it all. It's all on tape.
And maybe you get in trouble, and maybe, you know, you're fired or you're fine or whatever, but like, you slow them down for a certain period of time. That's what my attitude is. Like, I break rules every day. At any point, I could get fired for stuff that I do with DSA.
So Project Veritas and James O'Keefe have five different bureaucrats on record from their own lips saying they break the law, They're socialists. They're communists. Resist everything. They're breaking the law to stop Trump. They're doing everything to stop Trump. They're working in collusion. They know they're all working in collusion. It's all coming from the Democrat Party. It's all from their own mouth, on record. Project Veritas caught them. And what are we doing? We do nothing. What the hell is wrong with us?
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1% to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
So here's the thing. Because the Democrats have been such liars and frauds, and the media outlets like, you know, ABC and CNN and MSNBC and The Washington Post and The New York Times, because they've been such just egregious liars and frauds and anti-Americans for so long, it's like it's become passé for us. It's become run-of-the-mill. So we don't have the instinctual reaction of this is an emergency. We have to act, like red alert. It's like they've numbed us to all the anti-Americanism. They've numbed us to all the fake news. They've numbed us to the dire straits they're taking to try to kill this country right now, where Just think about it like this. Again. I can sit here on a microphone all day and tell you, but like, to what end? If you're a Democrat and you make up any allegation against a Republican, what happens? It has to be believed. How dare you question? Media runs with it, big story, it becomes a national story, and then it just becomes accepted as truth, even though it was made up from the very onset. That was the whole purpose, was to make it up and then make it a story. This is what the Democrats do every time, and it always gets accepted. Now, look at it from the other side. A Republican wants to make a claim against a Democrat with evidence, with eyewitnesses, with a police record, with medical records. All the facts, settlements, cases, documents. What happens? Nothing. Zero, zilch, nada. No media coverage. They get away with it. And you can use dozens of different examples, but all you need to do is look at Brett Kavanaugh versus Keith Ellison, and that explains everything, folks. Brett Kavanaugh, stand-up gentleman, totally dignified, totally full of integrity. Impeccable record, the most pure person Trump could have put on the Supreme Court. That's why he did it. Now I'm getting it now. But what happens? Some slut, some drunken alcoholic slut from his high school makes up a story about him, and it becomes the biggest story in America. It becomes true that it happened, even though the lawyer says she doesn't have to prove it. They have no witnesses. The only witness said it didn't happen. The only people even standing up with her is Hollywood, who are paid for actors acting in some video like they know her or know the story. They don't know Jack except how to be frauds. But that gets accepted, and now we're not allowed to have Brett Kavanaugh on the Supreme Court. So that's how that goes. Now let's look at the other side. Keith Ellison. Two women within the last 2 years, with eyewitnesses, with corroborated testimony, police records, medical records, all available to the public. They file their charge against Keith Ellison. What happens? Zero media coverage. No outrage from the Democrats. Like it never even happened. So, real abuse and assault by Keith Ellison gets ignored, doesn't get a story. He's still allowed to run for Attorney General of Minnesota. Very dangerous. Fake story, made up accounts, no proof, no evidence. 35 years ago against Kavanaugh, he can't run. You're not allowed to have him. Shut this down. And if you can't see, if you can't look at that dichotomy and see how drastic this situation is, folks, I don't know what's going to wake you up. I really don't know. Because that's everything. No, Alex, come on. Alex Jones with us.
Hell, we got a siren on drugs. Let's get it back to
We got Drudge up here?
Rosenstein wanted to wear a wire on Trump. They're all a bunch of Hillary operatives. DrudgeReport.com. Get it up right now. We got a siren.
What do we do about this, Alex? I mean, how do we stop this?
They got Soros, the Nazi collaborator, and all these criminals after us. It's all just insane. We have to move against him. Rosie wanted to wear a wire, plot to remove Trump. Holy Toledo. Let's click on that right now.
It's just like it gets worse every day with these people. Rosenstein. Pull that back up, guys. Okay. We're going to pull the story up. It's breaking. This is in the New York Times. Rosenstein suggested he secretly record Trump and discuss 25th Amendment. Oh, my gosh, folks. It was a sting operation from the entire time. But hold on. People need to understand. I need to stay focused here. This is about destroying you.
Owen, that's what I'm telling you. They've all committed so many crimes. They're like the bank robber has the kids saying, I'll blow their head off. That's why they're so dangerous. These people are crazy. Google broke their algorithm to censor. These people are out of control. That's the good news is they're going to go down. Look at that. Rosenstein, that little son of a bitch, thinks he's elected. He thinks he's better than America.
How do we get that to people, though, that they understand this is about them literally controlling you? This is about them running your life. This is about them destroying the very fabric of our society so that they can get away with high crimes.
These people that think they're God secretly recording the president. This little bastard. This little Mueller dropper.
Just look at that guy. Trying to set up President Trump that we elected because we wanted to put America first. And that rat.
Wearing Nazi tennis shoes.
I bet he sells Nazi tennis shoes too. And I bet PayPal allows him to operate.
They certainly let the Muslim Brotherhood operate on PayPal.
Oh, yeah. Uh-oh, don't even say that. You'll get banned for even mentioning
Everyone needs to boycott Soros PayPal. Soros PAL. When you go to PayPal, you get money to George Soros. He now owns it. America going to put up with this crap? What you going to do? We're fighting.
No, exactly. That's exactly it. The fact that we put up with this garbage. And, Alex, they caught him. Project Veritas caught him on tape. It's like, when are we going to move? Why, honestly, do the Democrats have to be raping your daughter and stabbing you in the frickin' neck for you to realize who these people are? Seriously, does Eric Swalwell have to come to your house and rape your child and stab your granny in the neck just for you to see how crazy he is? Oh, and they're going to say, Schroyer accuses it. No, I'm not accusing Eric Swalwell of anything. I don't know what kind of demons Eric Swalwell has in his closet that he's such a fraud and a liar. Where he says, you want to know how demonic someone like Eric Swalwell is? So first of all, the man running against Eric Swalwell had an attempted murder against him, okay? A radical Democrat attempted to murder the person running against Eric Swalwell in California. Now, why is that? I don't know. I hope Eric Swalwell had nothing to do with that. I hope that the Democrats aren't so desperate to keep little Swalwell in office, so they send out an assassin to kill the opponent. I hope that's not the case. Would I be shocked if the Democrats did that? Not at all. Just look what they did to Vince Foster. But then, after days, just mere days, after Eric Swalwell's opponent had a murder attempt on him, he's asked about threats that Susan Collins was facing, the Republican congresswoman, if she doesn't vote no on Kavanaugh. And Swalwell tweets, boo-hoo-hoo, you're a senator who police will protect. You are a disgusting devil, Eric Swalwell. I don't understand a man like you, but I think I do. I think I understand a man like you.
Cohen, we already knew this. We already knew this, that he worked for Mueller and the Clintons, and that he changed the control to him. But it was that he and these documents about to come out wanted to lead a 25th Amendment coup against the president.
Oh my gosh, this is probably all in the documents that are about to come
out. That's why they're releasing it now.
They're doing a soft release so that we don't have the real release.
Exactly. He was working to do a 25th Amendment coup against the president with Sessions. There goes
So they're like, oh yeah, well we were going to do a coup, but they're telling us like, oh, we were doing it for you, before we come out.
It says the Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein suggested last year that he secretly recorded President Trump in the White House to expose the chaos consuming the administration, and he discussed recruiting cabinet members to invoke the 25th Amendment. He was preparing a coup. He believes he's the president to remove Mr. Trump from office from being unfit. Not Mr. Trump, but President Trump. Mr. Rosenstein made the suggestions in April 2007 when Mr. Trump's firing of James P. Comey, FBI director, plunged the White House into turmoil, which everybody said he should fire. Over the ensuing days, the president divulged classified intelligence to Russia.
You got
to
come back. You got to come back on air. This is too big. This is too big.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
During Blood Cancer Awareness Month every September, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the world's largest nonprofit dedicated to fighting blood cancer, educates and engages the public about the blood cancers, including leukemia, lymphoma, and myeloma, which are the third leading cause of cancer deaths among Americans. Dr. Gwen Nichols is the Society's chief medical officer.
The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society has contributed to nearly every advance in blood cancer research and treatment, with our investment of more than $1.2 billion. With groundbreaking results in immunotherapy, genomics, and personalized medicine that are improving and saving lives of patients. While significant progress has been made, there is more work to be done. More than a third of blood cancer patients still do not survive 5 years after their diagnosis. And we'll keep fighting to create a world without blood cancers. Cancer may be a tough opponent, but we're tougher. Beating cancer is in our blood.
To learn more, volunteer, or donate, visit LLS.org. That's LLS.org.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit vercelmedia.com. vercelmedia.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment. All things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news, today and now. Your host, Owen Schroyer.
This is getting totally out of control, ladies and gentlemen. Now, before I start going into this New York Times story that just broke, red-linked and siren on Drudge, headline, Rosenstein suggested he secretly record Trump and discussed 25th Amendment. Now, I'm going to read this whole article in the next two segments. Rosenstein has already come out and denied this. So think about that. They can't even figure out their own coup right now. They're so out of control. They can't even get their coup against America straight because there's so many different angles and attempts to destroy this country. But before I go into this article, here's what people need to understand. This is not a political talk show talking point. This is not some political talk show narrative. This is not for your entertainment. This is not me coming up with smoke billowing out of my ears for you to laugh and point and cry and agree or whatever. This is an unelected group of people inside the government, inside unelected bureaucracies that are attempting a coup against the President of the United States. But it's not just the President of the United States. It's against you. They believe they decide this country's fate. They believe they decide who the President is. They decided it was Hillary Clinton. We, the people, decided it was Donald Trump. So they decided they were going to remove Donald Trump and stop us from having any Democratic Republic whatsoever. That's the story here, folks. That's what needs to sink in. This is beyond Donald Trump. This is about a deep state. This is about a shadow government. This is about crime at the highest levels, if not bordering on treason, straight up treason, being committed by a shadow government, a coup against America, where we elect a president and they say no. We put a Supreme Court justice in via our president and they say no. Are you going to let a couple elites inside a shadow government that they even admit now in the New York Times exist? Are you going to let them control your life? Are you going to let them steal your vote? That's what they're doing, folks. That's what they're doing. They are trying to steal your vote. And I'm going to tell you something here. They already rigged these elections, folks. The will of the American people is so against the deep state right now, it's not even close. If you had a fair election right now, and every single American, almost 330 million, if you had a real election, not rigged, a real election right now, 330 million Americans, I bet you 250 million Americans would support Trump and support his agenda right now. But what do you have? 20 to 30 people inside a shadow government and operating from outside, like Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, trying to dictate this country using their propaganda wings of television news like CNN, MSNBC, using their propaganda wings of press like Washington Post and New York Times, using their propaganda wings of entertainment like the NFL and Hollywood to try to act like those 30 people that want to run your life are the minority when it's a tiny few elite that are trying to destroy this country and destroy our Democratic Republic. That's what you need to understand. And they use all of their propaganda wings and the optics to make you think that you're not winning, to make you think that we're not having an American Revolution. We are having such an American Revolution right now, it's not even funny, and they're trying to do everything to stop you. They want you, you're basically a slave to these people. You went and vote for Donald Trump, don't care, we're going to remove him from office. That's what they think. Now, let me get into this story from the New York Times. It's Rosenstein has already denied that he tried to set up the president. From Adam Goldman and Michael Schmidt at the New York Times, just published, headline, Rosenstein suggested he secretly record Trump and discussed 25th Amendment. The Deputy Attorney General Rod J. Rosenstein suggested last year that he secretly record President Trump in the White House to expose the chaos consuming the administration, and he discussed recruiting cabinet members to invoke the 25th Amendment to remove Mr. Trump from office for being unfit. For being unfit. No, that's for existing. For winning. That's why they had to get him out, because he won. Because we decided the country. We decided the president. We wanted Trump. We didn't want Hillary Clinton. We decided that. They decided, no, you don't get Trump. Mr. Rosenstein made these suggestions in the spring of 2017 when Mr. Trump's firing of James Comey as FBI director plunged the White House into turmoil. Oh, but who wrote the letter of recommendation to President Trump to fire James Comey? Who was that? Rod Rosenstein. A self-fulfilling prophecy. You write the letter of recommendation to fire Comey. He fires Comey, and then you launch an investigation into him firing Comey. That is Rod the Rat Rosenstein. Over the ensuing days, the president divulged classified intelligence to Russians in the Oval Office. What is that even talking about? And revelations emerged that Mr. Trump had asked Mr. Comey to pledge loyalty and end an investigation into a senior aide, which we're about to get the FISA documents on that, which is why they wrote this story as a soft release to say, oh, well, yeah, this all happened in the FISA, and they were illegally spying, and they were all behind it, and Obama was involved, and it was a setup from the beginning. But we did it because we had to stop Trump, who was unfit. We did it because Trump was so uncouth. We did it for America. Total bull. They did this to defeat America. Mr. Rosenstein was just 2 weeks into his job. He had begun overseeing the Russia investigation and played a key role in the president's dismissal of Mr. Comey by writing a memo critical of his handling of the Hillary Clinton email investigation. Or how about the fact he just shut it down after it came out she was guilty? But Mr. Rosenstein was caught off guard when Mr. Trump cited the memo in the firing, and he began telling people that he feared he had been used. This is unbelievable, this propaganda. Mr. Rosenstein made the remarks about secretly recording Mr. Trump and about the 25th Amendment in meetings and conversations with other Justice Department and FBI officials. Uh-oh! Rosenstein's denying this! Somebody's lying! Several people described the episodes, several, insisting on anonymity, I can't even pronounce it, to discuss internal deliberations. The people were briefed either on the events themselves or on memos written by FBI officials, including Andrew McCabe, disgraced, then the acting bureau director that documented Mr. Rosenstein's actions and comments. Uh-oh! Oh! Now the deep state faces off against itself. None of Mr. Rosenstein's proposals apparently came to fruition. It is not clear how determined he was about seeing them through, though he did tell Mr. McCabe that he might be able to persuade Attorney General Jeff Sessions and John Kelly, then the Secretary of Homeland Security and now the White House Chief of Staff, to mount an effort to invoke the 25th Amendment. Now we know why people didn't want InfoWars to get on the president's desk. Now we know why Jeff Sessions is doing nothing. Now we know why people had to stop headlines like President Trump, be warned, they're coming at you with the 25th Amendment, from getting to his desk. Oh, the deep state becomes a little clearer now.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 months servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors
prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
All right, let's get right back into this New York Times article. I'm going to finish that. And then there's new breaking news coming from Judicial Watch. And then there's another development with the Kavanaugh situation. But let me go right back into this story. The extreme suggestions show Mr. Rosenstein's state of mind in the disorienting days that followed Mr. Comey's dismissal. Disorienting days, extreme suggestions. Sitting in on Mr. Trump's interviews with prospective FBI directors and facing attacks for his own role in Mr. Comey's firing, Mr. Rosenstein had an up-close view of the tumult. Yeah, again. So they're building this whole narrative up. This is them coming out with the soft release of what we're about to find out in the FISA courts, acting like the Trump administration is out of control and the Comey's firing was unjustified and Rosenstein is just trying to keep everything under control. Mr. Rosenstein had an up-close view of the tumult. Mr. Rosenstein appeared conflicted, regretful, and emotional, according to people who spoke with him at the time. You know, I bet that has something to do with the crimes that these people are trying to cover up more than anything. Mr. Rosenstein, however, has disputed this account. He says, I quote, "The New York Times story is inaccurate and factually incorrect. I will not further comment on a story based on anonymous sources who are obviously biased against the department and are advancing their own personal agenda. But let me be clear about this. Based on my personal dealings with the president, there is no basis to invoke the 25th Amendment." Oh, talk about cover your ass. So it actually looks like what may have happened here, as we read on and it becomes clear, actual patriots inside the FBI and the Department of Justice are calling out Rosenstein and Sessions and the like for not just a dereliction of duty, but in effect, a soft coup against the President of the United States and against the American will. It goes on. A Justice Department spokeswoman also provided a statement from a person who was present when Mr. Rosenstein proposed wearing a wire. going undercover against the President of the United States, folks. Like, just think about this. They have positioned themselves against America. Like, they have taken the position against America, wearing a wire to go in and try to set the president up that we elected. The person who would not be named acknowledged the remark, but said Mr. Rosenstein made it sarcastically. But according to others who described his comments, Mr. Rosenstein not only confirmed that he was serious about the idea, but also followed up by suggesting that other FBI officials who were interviewing to be the bureau's director could also secretly record Mr. Trump. That's treason. You're going to jail. You know, remember what Hillary Clinton said? It's a good thing someone like Trump didn't get elected. And what did he say? Because you'd be in jail. President Trump. No. Look, President Trump needs to hear this. President Trump, they will put a bullet in your head by the year 2020 if you do not act now against these people. You need to fire up military tribunals. You need to fire up independent investigations. You need to launch special counsel against these people or they will kill you just like they did JFK. Believe it. Just like they tried to do to Reagan. Believe it, President. They are on a full bore mission to bring America down. They are on a full bore mission in a coup against this republic, and you're public enemy number one to them, President. You're standing in their way. If they can't remove you with the 25th Amendment, they'll remove you with death. You have to act now, President. You have to act now. These people know no limits. They do spirit cookings. They fly to pedophile island. They lie to try to keep a Supreme Court justice off the Supreme Court. You have to act now. We need military. The West. Oh, man. Let me just go back to the article. Mr. McCabe, who was later fired from the FBI, declined to comment. His memos have been turned over to the special counsel investigating whether Trump associates conspired with Russia's election interference, Robert S. Mueller, according to a lawyer for McCabe. Oh, great. So the records of high treason against this country are going to the man who's engaged in high treason against this country. Great. Yeah, that'll go real far. A set of those memos remained at the FBI at the time of his departure in late January 2018. Lawyer Michael Bromwich said of his client, he has no knowledge of how any member of the media obtained those memos. Oh, you mean the deep state leaks? Wow, shocking. To the New York Times even? Oh, even more shocking. The revelations about Mr. Rosenstein come as Mr. Trump has unleashed another round of attacks in recent days on federal law enforcement. No, on treasonous federal law enforcement. Thank you. Saying in an interview with the Hill newspaper that he hopes his assaults on the FBI... Oh, they use that, assaults on the FBI. No, the FBI is assaulting him. The FBI is assaulting this country. The FBI's been assaulting this country. They lied about the Gulf of Tonkin. They lied about Hitler. They lied about the JFK assassination. They'll lie about anything. They're the treasonous ones. They're the ones assaulting this country. And you know what? If President Trump actually drains the swamp, which is not going to happen from tweeting, then it will be his greatest accomplishment ever. If he puts Hillary in jail, if he exposes Obama for his high crimes, that will be the greatest achievement, not just for President Trump, but for this nation's history. It will be. And it's the only chance we have of survival. The only chance we have of survival. Here's a quote from Trump. If I did one mistake with Comey, I should have fired him long. I should have fired him before I got there. I should have fired him the day I won the primaries. I should have fired him right after the convention. Say, I don't want that guy, or at least fired him the first day of the job. Mr. Trump, President Trump, you're going to say the exact same thing about Robert Mueller in 2 years if you don't fire him now and anyone else under him. Days after ascending to the role of nation's number two law enforcement officer, Mr. Rosenstein was thrust into a crisis. No, they created the crisis. On a brisk May day, Mr. Rosenstein and his boss, Mr. Sessions, missing in action, joined Mr. Trump in the Oval Office, where the president informed them of his plan to oust Mr. Comey to the surprise of White House aides who were trying to talk the president out of it. Oh, why is that? Mr. Rosenstein embraced the idea, even offering to write the memo about the Clinton email inquiry. He turned it in shortly after. A day later, Mr. Trump announced the firing, and White House aides released Mr. Rosenstein's memo, labeling it the basis for Mr. Comey's dismissal. Democrats sharply criticized Mr. Rosenstein, accusing him of helping to create a cover story for the president to rationalize the termination. Okay, so he writes a real memo about how Comey totally botched and even had a rigged investigation into Hillary, and they say, oh, how dare you let the president know we let Hillary off scot-free? How dare you let the president know we let Hillary Clinton break the law? How dare you let the president know that Hillary Clinton had Chinese operatives inside her email, her illegal email server, and then they killed 20 assets in China and tortured them? Yeah, how dare you let the president know that? Hillary should be allowed to do that. Senator Christopher Murphy writes, that scum, you wrote a memo that you knew would be used to perpetuate a lie. You own this debacle. What lie? Oh, you mean Hillary Clinton didn't break the law? I mean, see, this is what I'm telling you, folks. These Democrats, I don't know what it, are they all raping kids? I mean, seriously, are all of these Democrats raping children? Why are they such liars? What do they have to hide? Why do they hate this country? Why do they hate the truth? No, I'm serious. I don't get it. I don't get it. Why are they so committed to the total lies? Why are they so committed to killing this country? Why do they sit here and ignore any and everything accused or alleged against a Democrat? But if a mouse crawls out from a rat crawls out of a dumpster and goes, oh, did you hear that rat? That rat said Trump raped it 30 years ago. Get that rat on stand. Get that rat needs to testify against Trump. That rat, get that rat. That rat can bring Trump down. He's got real allegations against Trump. What the hell is wrong with these people, man? When will Trump act? Bring these people down. They have freaking spirit cookings, man.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
All right, I'm going to finish up with the new New York Times story and then a breaking Judicial Watch story, and then Roger Stone is going to bring in his expertise here to break this down. Going back to New York Times, though, the president's reliance on his memo caught Mr. Rosenstein by surprise, and he became angry at Mr. Trump, according to people who spoke to Mr. Rosenstein at the time. Well, how does that make any sense? If you write a memo suggesting something to the president and then he follows through on it, why would that catch you by surprise? Why would that make you angry? I don't know. I guess you'll have to ask Rosenstein. Goes on. Mr. Rosenstein then raised the idea of wearing a recording device or wire, as he put it, to secretly tape the president when he visited the White House. One participant asked whether Mr. Rosenstein was serious, and he replied animately that he was. Now, can you imagine if someone had a secret wire taping Obama? We've already heard some of the stuff from Secret Service, what Obama was engaged in, but, I mean, my goodness. If not him, then Mr. McCabe or other FBI officials interviewing with Mr. Trump for the job could perhaps wear a wire or otherwise record the president, Mr. Rosenstein offered. So here he is actively engaging in a coup against the president, against America. White House officials never checked his phone when he arrived for meetings there, Mr. Rosenstein added, implying it would be easily to secretly record Mr. Trump. Well, I got news for you. Mr. Trump, as you put it, is not as dumb as you might think. And he records everything already. I digress. Mr. Rosenstein's suggestion about the 25th Amendment was similarly a sensitive topic. The amendment allows for the vice president and majority of cabinet officials to declare the president is unable to discharge the powers and duties of his office. So just imagine, here's President Trump making progress with North Korea, saving the economy to degrees we can't even imagine, having huge rallies. He's doing two a week now. When tens of thousands of people show up cheering him, he speaks for hours on end without a teleprompter, fully coherent, and they think that they can say he should be removed for the 25th Amendment because he's unable to discharge his powers? I mean, folks, this is just unbelievable that they think they can get away with that. But this is what the Democrats do. They think they can bring up some high school slut to stop Brett Kavanaugh from getting on the Supreme Court. Yeah, I said it. Christine Blasey Ford is a high school slut floozy. Go ahead and put that on Media Matters. I don't care. Someone has to say it. Oh, but Judicial Watch comes out with a story, headline. New FBI records reveal Stroke authored initial draft of Comey letter to Congress about Clinton emails on Wiener laptop. And so the picture comes even more clearer. Folks, this is such a rigged job, it's not even funny. So I bring Roger Stone in now. Roger, something came clear to me today. You started reporting right here at InfoWars and trying to get the message to President Trump that they were going to use the 25th Amendment against him. Right after you did that, whether it was John Kelly or other powers that be, stopped InfoWars from getting to the president's desk. They put a cease and desist on all InfoWars material getting to the president's desk. Do you think President Trump is going to recognize what the hell's going on here? We told him they were coming for the 25th Amendment. Now the New York Times tells him after the FISA warrant is about to be declassified as a soft launch to let the president know, yes, there was a coup against you. Yes, it was the 25th Amendment, but they were doing it for the right reasons. I mean, Roger, just what do you make of this?
Well, first of all, you're absolutely right, Owen. InfoWars was the first major media organization in the country to report on the fact that there would be a 25th Amendment coup to try to take down the president, that if the Russian collusion frame job failed, which it clearly has, that the next line of defense for the deeply entrenched two-party duopoly would be a 25th Amendment coup. Now we have the Deputy Attorney General, the de facto Attorney General of the United States, caught red-handed plotting against his boss, the President of the United States. The reason that they want to take the president down is abundantly clear in the controversy over the president's order to declassify all of the information pertaining to the illegal and unconstitutional use of FISA warrants by the Obama administration. Now, defying the president's orders, the intelligence agencies insist on continuing to redact part of that information, claiming falsely that it would somehow endanger the national security or would expose their methods abroad or here in terms of surveillance. These are fake excuses. They're covering up the political use and abuse of power to surveil the Republican candidate for president. If President Trump does not now fire Mr. Rosenstein, when will he do so? Their desire to remove him is directly related to the fact that he's about to expose them in the largest political scandal in American history.
Roger, I mean, I'm like, I don't even know how to explain my mood. I mean, people can see it from tuning in today, but we're in a state of emergency. And I just don't know if President Trump fully understands. Obviously, he's smart. Obviously, he gets it. He talks about it. But, I mean, what is he waiting for? That to me is the bit. What are you waiting for, President Trump? They're coming for you. They're coming for this country. They have to be stopped. He doesn't Roger, he needs to fire everyone. Everyone needs to be fired. I'm serious, man.
Well, Owen, actually, I think today's a very good day because the Rosenstein story is not in some obscure conservative website, but it's broken by the New York Times. That means that there's zero chance that the president doesn't see it. You see, around the president, there's a huge game of keep away that goes on constantly while Kelly and his other handlers try to stop him from seeing what's really going on. Meanwhile, they keep giving him terrible advice. For example, a story in The Hill today that says a number of our foreign allies are concerned about this order to redact because it may affect them. This is nonsense. The president is surrounded by either timid advisors or advisors who are putting their interests and the interest of the deep state that they serve ahead of the president's interest. For example, arguing, oh, don't fire Mr. Sessions and Mr. Rosenstein before the election. That'll hurt you in the election. Fire them after the election. Then, if the elections don't go well, they'll say, oh, you can't fire them now. You don't have the political support in the country to do so. The president really does need to fire everybody and start over again, with a few exceptions. Larry Kudlow is doing an incredible job implementing the president's plan to revitalize the American economy. There are a few patriots in the White House, but not many.
Well, and look, I don't think John Kelly is the enemy of this country by any stretch. I don't think John Kelly's bad, but if John Kelly is playing any sort of role as a filter or keep away, he's got to go. I'm sorry. He's got to go, too, because nobody else is going to tell the president what's actually going on. Nobody else is going to raise the red flag, raise the alarm like InfoWars. And if John Kelly is keeping us off the president's desk, then President Trump's never going to understand how serious this is.
But let's be clear. General John Kelly, just like General Mattis, have a first loyalty to the military-industrial complex, to the deep state. We know, for example, that Mattis voted for Hillary Clinton and spoke for her during the election. The president keeps referring to him as Mad Dog, a nickname that, from what I understand, he despises. And he denigrates the president behind his back. Kelly thinks his job is to save the world from Donald Trump, not understanding the president's eccentric operating and management style, which, by the way, works. Look at the American economy. Now he threatens the deep state as never before because their entire Russian delusion, collusion, fraud will collapse. It was only built as a diversion from the real crimes of the Obama administration pertaining to the misuse of FISA warrants. This fight is getting riper by the day, but unfortunately, it's the drip, drip, drip of information that comes out while the mainstream media continues to harp on non-existent Russian collusion. We learned only recently that Bruce Orr had briefed Adam Weissman, number two man in the Mueller investigation, on both the fabrication of the dossier and that Andrew Weissman had been the deputy attorney general who signed off on the extension of that illegal warrant. So the deep state is in deep trouble, and that's why they are talking about a 25th Amendment takedown.
This is the fight for the Republic. We are in the fight for America right now. Do not be twisted, folks. Do not be confused. This is the fight for America. President Trump is the last president to save America. Either we win now or America dies at the hand.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.